on designing enchanted rings. An enchanted ring is a ring that cannot be made by the human hand, and the kind of a ring that comes with a silly, strange, or at least short story. It is about making it look incredible and breaking all the design rules. I recommend working with copper, brass, silver, and gold, and waiting a little bit before designing rings that hold stones. There is no right way to design such a creation. Using standard blender tools may just be most reliable. Once you get into geometry nodes, it takes a while to figure out what not to do with them. And although there is a way to invent a ring generator, it is probably better to focus on designing the rings. A ring is not just a closed loop. Some rings are completely open, and the loop may not always be solid. It can be, at least in part, a rail that holds the stones. You would need multiple generators to program all that in, so this project could get pretty boring. Now, having said that, you really need to enable extra objects in Blender. It is under Preferences and Add-ons. Just search for the word Extra. Use a Solidify modifier on flat or mathematical shapes to give them thickness. All the strange shapes you will find across 3D object generators and libraries, photogrammetry, and ancient artifacts will make for excellent rings. And you shouldn't worry too much if some of them are difficult to wear. An enchanted ring is about fantasy and showing off, and few will wear them every day. If it wasn't copyrighted or at least legally questionable, I would recommend rebuilding the Dark Souls rings. Even so, it is a good source of inspiration and a kind of a quick look at magic. Elden Ring, a new installment in the series, does not appear to have rings, but Elden Ring talismans are also very inspirational. Good design ideas. There's a textbook of magic that presents 72 demons along with 72 magical symbols, but I would encourage you to rebuild the symbols. They look pretty ugly, kind of like circuit diagrams. They appear to be multiple designs layered one on top of the other. You will need to rebuild them just enough to make them recognizable and make them beautiful in 3D. Unlike Dark Souls and Elden Ring items, the symbols were published in 1904. Searching British Museum Ring in an image search engine yields another treasure trove of ideas. And of course, there is the random artifact collection that you can find on the internet. This one brings ideas that can be easily turned into a ring, statues and the like. It may be extremely tempting to get some basic tools and order a batch of copper rings that you customize and set with stones. But at least try solid metal first. This way, you may be able to create a print-on-demand jewelry store. You may wish to consider that large rings, copper or gold, are not really solid on the inside. Some of them seem to have been built out of flat sheets of metal, which is really cool and can really save on material costs. And of course, and this is perhaps one of the more interesting challenges, an enchanted ring shouldn't really look brand new. But I leave this challenge to you.